nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
The Lord has begun a good work in us. We are experiencing a kind of a dealing with God. Because the generation we find ourselves, we are so busy. And what our soul goes for is those things that excite our soul. Issue of solemn assembly is wiping off. What the generation, our generation go for, especially the younger generation, is those things that excite their soul. I want to say we are privileged to have this kind of solemn assembly, whereby we experience a dealing. An aspect of us is being touched. There is a place of being broken. We are experiencing a brokenness. Because just as the man of God said yesterday, for us to experience God the more, we must come to the place of brokenness. If we are not being broken, there are many things that we cannot enter into. You see those messages that have come up yesterday? They are not kind of messages that, I mean, our soul may desire. You understand what I'm saying? It's not something that you always like to hear. But when God is dealing with you and God is preparing you, God begins to open you up to some truth. Somebody said, the more we come encounter with truth, the more we repent. The more you come encounter with the truth, the more you repent. What leads to repentance is brokenness. It's brokenness that leads to repentance. I'm not talking about maybe because you committed one sin or the other. But the more you discover that, oh, so this is where I ought to be. This is where I ought to come into. I'm not there. You repent. You are broken. For you to assess that place. So what I'll be sharing with us this morning is how do we sustain this? We need to sustain this. The Lord has begun the work again. Something has occurred again. But there's need for sustenance. As we return back home, as we return back to our various fellowship, how do we sustain this? How do we sustain this fire that the Lord has kindled? The Lord has begun the work. We don't need to go back to that old lifestyle. We don't need to. With the Lord, what has happened now that the Lord is calling us, this is an higher call. It's an higher call the Lord is calling us into. That look, come up either. We should not remain where we used to be anymore. We should come up either. Now we read it from Judges chapter 15. Just want to show you what the Lord has done. Then the Lord has done this. We don't need to remain where we used to be. Nor will we draw back again. No. No. This is the higher calling, Christ Jesus. Now look at Judges chapter 15. I'll take from verse 1. Okay, let me take from verse 1 to 5. But it came to pass within a while after, in the time of wheat harvest, and Samson visited his wife with a kid and said, I will go into my wife, into the chamber, but her father would not suffer him to go in. And her father said, I verily thought that thou hast, after her father said, I verily thought that thou hast utterly hated her. Therefore, I gave her to thy companion. Is not her younger sister fairer than she? Take her, I pray thee, instead of her. Verse 3. And Samson said, concerning them, now shall I be more blameless than the Philistine, though I do them a disloyal. And Samson went and caught 300 forces, and took firebrand, and turned tail to tail, and put a firebrand in the midst between the two tails. 5. And when he had set the firebrand on fire, he let them go into the standing of corn, of the Philistine, and burned up the stalk and also the standing corn with the vine and olive. May the Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Now look at what happened here. And that is the intention of God why he gathered us here. When Samson had this disappointment, he's looking for a way to deal with Philistines. but he's limited. Only him cannot accomplish what is in his heart. So what did he do? He has to look for 300 forces. Tie them tail to tail and put a firebrand and set it on fire. Now look at it. It's not common here. In the north, during harvest, what they do is that they leave their corn to dry. Ours, we eat it fresh here. They leave their corn like that. It gets dry. Understand it? Even while at harvest, they will cut some and gather it together and beat it up. And that's how they leave it in the field. It will get dry. I believe this is what these guys have done. So they are waiting for the time they will be bringing it home. So Samson, how do I deal with them? It's a very vast of land. If I will be putting the fire alone, I can't do it. They have to employ forces. Pull fire brand to their tail and release them into the field. And as those who were running with the fire, were setting the farm on fire. As they were running, moving, there's fire on them. They can't be comfortable with fire burning in their tail. There is a fire brand. It's burning. They can't be comfortable anymore. All what they do is to run. And as they were running, they were completely weary of Samson. And you know that's what the Lord has gathered us here to do? God has a mission. Just as we pray, the Lord's Prayer says, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We are the one to carry the will of the Lord on the earth. We are the one to run the will of the Lord on the earth. And that is why the Lord has gathered us here, to set the fire on. Look at the world that have come since yesterday. Look at the provocation in the spirit. Look at that call. Look at the scary. You know that our grace are lying following us. What did Apostle Paul told Peter and Timothy? Say, stir it up. Stir it up. There are things that need to be stirred up. And why we came here is to stir those graces up. Is to stir up those call, those gifts, the steering. And that's what the Lord has begun. And as we finish this meal, in a few hours now, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we've gone more than over 10 hours. In this meeting, over 10 hours. So wish me not too long from now. We'll say bye-bye again. Till the next quarter. But what we are saying is that the Lord has set the fire on. We cannot sit down and be comfortable anymore. We have to run with this fire. We have to run with this fire. Look, let me tell you the beauty of this meeting. It's not, that message is so powerful. That meeting is so awesome. It's the message to be translated to reality in my life and in your life. That is the beauty of the meeting. That is the beauty of the meeting. That the evidence of this meeting will be seen. Samson accomplished his will through those forces. And to say God wants to accomplish his will through I and you. That's what the Lord is waiting for. That's the desire of his heart. That by the time we'll be returning back again, we are coming back in another height. Not where we used to be. The Lord is empowering us, preparing us for a purpose. You are not in this meeting by accident. You are not. Many people heard about this meeting the same way you heard about it. But they could not respond. You responded because why? You are ordained to be here. The Lord is tearing something up. The Lord is raising hope for the next generation. God is raising hope and you must make yourself available. You understand what in Romans chapter 8? Say, the whole creation are waiting for what? For the manifestation of the sons of God. They are groaning, waiting for the manifestation. And you are the hope. You are the hope. Look, let me tell you, all those that you look unto as fathers today, if the Lord tarry the next 25 years, they will not be able to do what they are doing. Do you understand me? What they are doing today, they couldn't do it. I remember some years ago, I visited one of our members in the church, in his office. So when we are sharing, I went with pocket Bible, this Gideon Bible. When I opened the Bible to read, the man said, "Hey, Pastor, you can read through this thing. You have a good sight too." But today, the story is no more the same. Do you understand me? The age is, the thing is cutting up. So what am I saying? The next generation must come up. They must be prepared. It's not with the, it's not coming not to preach a diluted gospel, but to preach the true gospel, to preach the full gospel. The full gospel. That is the hope. That is the hope. So you should not take everything that is happening here for granted. You see it as one religious activity. It's not. It's an encounter. It's divine encounter. It's a meeting with the Lord that brings about transformation of life. It's a meeting that is opening up I open up access for the next generation to come in. So I want you to make up your mind to be determined. To be determined. You that came into this meeting should not be you that return back home. Another you that's been in the heart of the Father before the foundation of the head. Is that you that should be returning back home? A changed person. As you let go. Let go. Getting out of those entanglements. Begin to live a life of consecration. Others may do it, but I'm not allowed. Because many times, many of us will live the life of others. We don't live our life. What will they say? How will they feel? You don't live for yourself. You don't live, the life that you ought to live because of others. Others give you license to do what you're doing. And what the Bible say? The Bible say you should not join the multitude to do evil. That others are doing does not make it right. 90%, 50%, 70% of population may be doing the wrong thing, does not make it right. Even if the 99% of population are doing what is wrong, does not make it right still. Does it make it right? So as you return back home, you must return back home with purpose in your heart. A life of consecration. I believe the Lord still have a lot of things to open up in this meeting. You that have come to this meeting must not be that you that go back home. A new you must return back. Going back to accomplish the will of a master. Going back to do the will of a master. That will that is in heaven. You must go back the way it was in the heart of Samson. That those forces accomplish it on his behalf. You must be the one that will accomplish it. This is my prayer as we go back home. We go back home as an heavenly man. A man that has been ordained. This is the man in the heart of the Father. The man that God sees in heaven. That you that is in heaven. That is you that will return back home. In the name of Jesus. I want us to rise as we pray together this morning. Just want you to pray. I want you to pray. I want you to pray. I may not lead you, but I want you to pray with understanding. We should return in back home. What are those abuses, those limitations, those things that may not allow? What are those things that you are thinking of? That even if I return back, maybe this, maybe that. Can you commit yourself to the hands of the Lord? I receive divine enablement. Can you ask God for divine enablement? Can you ask Him, the Lord, you will enable me. You will enable me. You will enable me. You will strengthen me from my inner man. See, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Can you ask Him, Lord, you will strengthen me. You will enable me. You will enable me. You will enable me. I can do all things. I can do the will of God. I can fulfill the five mandate. It is possible. Hey, it is possible. I can do this. I will pray. I want you to pray with all your heart. Pray with all your heart. Pray with all your heart. Don't forget the home of creation. I'm waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. We are waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. You must manifest. You must manifest. Bible said when Zion travels, she brought for that children. You must travel to be forth to deliver the purpose. Some walls have been broken down. Some walls have been teared down. Can you ask the Lord? Every wall. That divide me and disordination. Can you ask the Lord? The Lord will tear it down. The way He put down the wall of Jericho for the Israelites to enter into their inheritance. Can you ask the Lord this morning? Every word that is stopping me from entering to my inheritance. Can you ask the Lord this thing? Oh Lord, tear it down in the name of Jesus. Lord, tear it down in the name of Jesus. Lord, tear it down in the name of Jesus. Lord, tear it down. Manestia, Egaboshe neba handestia, Apo superheto sekedesh. Lord, we ask you, every war stopping us from entering to our inheritance. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want us to look at Acts chapter 20 verse 32. Acts 20, 32. Say now, behold. 32, not 32. And I'm praying and I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance
and more altered than what? Than sanctified.
Now let me tell you, what you came here to do is to receive your inheritance. Physically, inheritance is handed over to the next generation in what? In physical form. This land is your land. This house belongs to you. That one belongs to your sister. But you know the spiritual inheritance handed over to you via the word. You receive your spiritual inheritance by the word. When Jacob received inheritance, he did not receive land possession. But the inheritance that was given to them, Abrahamic inheritance, is by the word. Jacob received the blessing by the word. The father spoke to his life, he blessed him. He blessed him. And while the guy was living home, it was only a staff. You know that the guy was so poor that he has no pillow. He used stone as a pillow. But when he was returning back, he came back full. Came back full. That he did not bother to ask his brother, what did the father left? Even when he was trying to settle Esau, Esau said, ah, should be you left for me all what our father left. He became a great man because he received his inheritance by. You are yet to receive your inheritance. Do you understand me? You are yet to receive all your inheritance. I still want you to pray. I will not miss it. If I miss this home, can you ask the Lord, I will not miss my inheritance. Doubt, unbelief, one desire, one motive, I will not miss my inheritance. The Lord has begun to release the inheritance since the beginning of this meeting. Can you ask the Lord, I will have it in full. I will have it in full. I will have it in full. Say the word that is able to build you up and give inheritance. It's the word that is able to build you up and give inheritance. Can you say, I receive my inheritance? My inheritance handed over to me. Oh, I receive my inheritance. In the name of Jesus, I will not miss my inheritance. In the name of Jesus, I will not miss it. As the Lord, my inheritance I receive. In the name of Jesus. Lord, the word of your grace. Lord, the word of your grace. We build us up. Give us an inheritance. We'll not miss it. In the name of Jesus. We'll not miss it. In the name of Jesus. We'll not miss it. In the name of Jesus. Can you ask the Lord? Bible say, the same word that was preached unto them. It is the same word that was preached unto them. Say they could not enter, they could not receive because of unbelief. Can you ask the Lord this morning? Nothing will stop me. I come into my inheritance. Nothing stop me. I come into my inheritance. In the name of Jesus. Lord, from this place I go to fulfill the purpose. From this place I go to fulfill the purpose. In the name of Jesus. I live there to fulfill the purpose. In the name of Jesus. I live there to fulfill the purpose. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Ask God for light. Ask God for light. Ask Him for light. The entrance of His God given light to the simple. Ask Him for light. As this meeting continues, ask for light. Bible said the light shining and darkness cannot comprehend it. Ask Him for light. Keep our understanding. Opening. Access. Revelation. Let it set for this world. Let there be insight. Illumination. In the name of Jesus. Opening access. In the name of Jesus. Ask the Lord. God's servant will restore. God's servant will deliver. That thing they will take it down. What belongs to you, they will take it down. Nothing will stop it. Light will help. Revelation will help. Light will help. Revelation will help. Let the light shine. Let the light shine. Let the light shine. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Remember the parable of the sower? I want you to pray for yourself.
Remember the word, the seed that fall by the wayside? The birds of the air picked it up. Remember the one that fall on the rock? What happened to it? It tried to grow. The eat finished it. And Bible says that is the care of this life. Want it to have suffered. If there's any challenge we have, is care of this life. Care of this life. Want you to ask God this morning. Care of this life will not rob me of this inheritance. Care of this life will not rob me of this inheritance. We see many people, Pastor Imam was saying that yesterday. Some people, is care of marriage that robbed them of their inheritance. And they could not fulfill purpose. Some career, care of this life, rob them of divine call. Can you pray for yourself? That care of this life will not rob me of this inheritance. Care of unknown will not rob me of this inheritance. Speak to the Lord. Your inheritance is being handed over to you. And Satan is not pleased. If there's anything that Satan don't want you to come into, it's your inheritance. He doesn't want you to come into your inheritance. And it's the world that's bringing you to it. Ask the Lord this morning. Care of this life will not rob me of my inheritance. Lord, care of this life will not rob me of my inheritance. In the name of Jesus. Your world will fall into further path. It will be for fruit. In 64, in 70, in 100-fold. In the name of Jesus. Malaysia. Improfetia. Akatosilia. Epusokotondala atosike. Itosiketopa atosi. Indosoprendorosilia. Malitosokotoprosia. Atosiketondala. Malitonsentraya. Epusokotondala atosilia. Elekotosi. Imbrado sotohando sila. Itosofo. Etusofo alosia. Etukata itose. Endosotosie. We come into it. In the name of Jesus. We come into it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. And the Lord, we give you praise. Thank you for beginning a good work in us. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Father, we are grateful for this morning. Lord, we are grateful. Thank you for this rare privilege. Thank you for what you've called us into. Thank you for that which you've obtained from even before the foundation of the earth. Thank you for initiating us to divine counsel and purpose. We give you praise. We worship you. Father, we've called upon you. We've prayed. And we know you've heard us. Blessed be your holy name. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask of you this morning that the fruit of this meeting will abide till eternity. In the name of Jesus Christ. That we shall not recover from the impact of this meeting through our lifetime. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, by the reason of this meeting, you will align us with your will and purpose for our life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Distractions and troubles of life and care of this life will not stop us from coming into it. In the name of Jesus Christ. That which we are born for, that is why we came to this earth. Lord, we shall fulfill it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we still want to ask of you that what you have in store for, I know you still have more. Lord, you will open it up. As you open it up, you cause us to come into it. We find access. We gain access. We gain access to it. In the name of Jesus. Against every heart. Against every fear. Against the power of enemy. Against every form of amalekites and every form of forces and power. We find access to it. In the name of Jesus. Lord. Beyond being blessed, we become a blessing to our generation. In the name of Jesus. Lord, beyond being blessed, Lord, we become a blessing to generations. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we are grateful. The fire will not go out. It shall continue to burn. Holy Spirit continue to fuel it. It continue to burn. In the name of Jesus. Father, we receive great grace as we continue in this meeting. Great grace we receive. Mysteries open up. Revelation comes in. Truth comes in. We know the truth. We walk in truth. In the name of Jesus. Let's say we are holy name. We give you glory. We honor you, Lord. Jesus' mighty name. We pray.